Hello, Loomers. This is Made by Mommy, and today I'm going to teach you how to make this lily charm using a crochet hook and 32 rubber bands. You'll need 30 rubber bands in the color that you want the flower petals to be, whether that's one or more colors is up to you, and two additional rubber bands that will be at the center of each flower. I'd like to send a special thank you to Hanny, who emailed me a photo of a flower that she made based on my snowflake that inspired this design. To begin, you take your hook, and you can use your rainbow loom hook if you have one of those, or a regular crochet hook. I'm using a Susan Bates Quicksilver in size E, 3.5 millimeters. You take your single rubber band, wrap it around your hook three times, then take two rubber bands at a time, push that tripled over band to the center, put both sides back on your hook, and then add an additional two rubber bands, like that. Now we're gonna repeat that five more times for each side of the flower. Now, I always love seeing how you take your designs, you know, the layout that I've given you, and get so creative with the colors that you use. I fully expect to see all sorts of rainbow flowers on Instagram later today. I think it would be fun if the tip was one color and then the sides were different, or if you used more than one color within a petal itself. Lots of possibilities to make yours unique, but I'm just going to do a single color so that you can sort of learn the structure without any other complications. And I'll leave it to you to be creative with what you come up with next. So that is three of the petals of our flower. We need to make three more the same way, wrapping the hook around three times, and then taking two bands, sliding that over, two more coming through, and we're up to four sides. And now we repeat two more times. And again, one more to create our six-petaled lily charm. Okay, so once you have your six identical sides lined up on your hook, you're going to take one rubber band of the color that you want the center of the flower to be, and you're going to slide all those petals onto that one rubber band. Take both sides of that rubber band onto your hook, and we're going to create a slip knot by sliding this side through the middle of this. And now take this rubber band, stretch it over three of the petals so that it makes a line in the middle. Then take your second rubber band of the same color you're using for the center of the flower. And we're going to bring it around so that it makes a line across. And then twist it and bring it around again so that you get that really cute star shape in the center of your flower. Now, if you've been watching my videos, you'll know that I teach a way to create the side-by-side snowflake charm, connecting multiple charms like this next to each other. So you can do that with this if you'd like to make a bracelet. But what I think is even cuter with this particular charm is if you turn it into a ring. And you can do that in a couple of ways. The easiest is to turn it over, slide your hook through those bands, take a rubber band, pull it through, create a slip knot by sliding one side in the other, and then you have a loop that you can use to wear your new lily charm as a ring. I hope you enjoyed making this design with me today. If you did, definitely check out the videos that I have to teach you how to attach two or more as side-by-side snowflakes. And I have other flowers as well, like my beaded flower charm and the poppy flower. And then I have lots of other videos you might like too. So do subscribe to get notified when I post additional videos. And click like below to let me know that you liked this one. Thank you so much for watching, and I look forward to looming with you again.